I know this is going to make people mad, but I have to be honest. In all the years I have been researching, writing about, and producing videos on narcissism and toxic relationships, I have seen the amount of experts go from single digits to probably thousands. In fact, the topic has become an official niche, which means that people who teach other people how to make money online, well, they're now recommending narcissism as an option for people who don't know what topic to really speak about, what they want to focus on, how they want to make money. Well, while this should be a good thing because quite honestly, it could raise awareness of narcissistic abuse, well, you would be shocked at how often I see my own content repeated and rewritten on sites that appear quite professional. That's not what this is about though, because although I'm certain that many of these new experts are actually survivors who are doing what they do for good reasons, there's a particular bunch that I just want to complain about just a little bit for just a minute. Forgive me. It's all of these so-called coaches who seem to think there's only one way to go when it comes to dealing with narcissists. And apparently they don't understand who they're dealing with here because they're really mean about it. They don't consider any individual person's situation, and they refuse to imagine any possibility in which it's not possible to completely cut off contact with someone in your life. That's because they just don't get it. But they also don't realize or don't care how painfully invalidating this can be for victims and survivors of toxic relationships. Because I'm here to tell you, my friend, it is not always possible. You and I know that, at least not in the immediate time frame. And quite honestly, I have repeatedly found that people who have not experienced truly toxic relationships with narcissists don't really understand the depth of trauma bonding. They don't understand the isolation factor and the financial control that comes with being with a narcissist. And anyone who hasn't been there, honestly, they just can't understand the complicated nature of a narcissist's manipulation and their control tactics. Which in my opinion and in my experience means they should not be coaching anyone on this topic. And they shouldn't be creating content that is meant for people who are dealing with it. They're hurting more than they're helping. Yeah, I'm pretty irritated. Okay, let's talk about it. This is what happened. Today, after hearing from yet another survivor that a particular coach, who I will not name, but with whom she paid for a session, berated her and belittled her for not being able to just go no contact with her partner, who was a narcissist, I felt like I was gonna lose it. Because see, that coach and anyone else who are diehard no contact pushers, well, they're doing survivors a disservice. And to just be really frank, I think these people need to stop it, to put it very politely. Now, don't get me wrong. The fact is that going no contact, it works remarkably well, especially when you're trying to heal after a toxic relationship. And of course, I recommend it. Of course I do. We all know that no contact is the ideal solution to dealing with and healing from a toxic relationship with a narcissist. But you heard me say ideal, right? Because the truth is that it isn't always an option for everyone who has to deal with narcissists. For a whole bunch of different reasons. For example, maybe you have to live with a narcissistic parent for financial reasons, or you're not willing to go no contact with your entire extended family, and you know that they won't or they can't choose you over the toxic family member that you're dealing with. Or maybe you're working on leaving your narcissistic partner, but you haven't quite figured out all the logistics yet. And there's also the possibility that you're dealing with a narcissist at work, and you're just not in a position that you can change jobs so easily, which means that you have to keep dealing with a narcissistic coworker, or worse, a manager. Maybe the narcissist lives next door to you and you're not able to sell your house just yet, if at all. Or, and this is probably the one I hear more than anything else, maybe you have to co-parent with a narcissistic ex. In any case, these situations, they're very difficult as it is. And it frustrates me how often coaches and therapists will tell people in these situations that if they don't go no contact, they won't help them. If they don't go no contact, they're wrong. Because I get it from a personal perspective. The truth is that it took me a long time to figure out exactly how to leave my ex. I had a baby, and for both financial and logistical reasons, it was hard. It makes me so angry because anyone who has to deal with a toxic narcissist is already dealing with enough self-doubt and invalidation on a daily basis for 100 people. And these people, they don't need any added stress. They don't need anyone else telling them they're wrong or not good enough for something they can't control. Okay, so please hear me on this one, my friend. The truth is, whether we like to admit it or not, there are some situations where it just is plain not an option to leave the narcissist, at least not immediately. And while I'll admit that it's very difficult, if not completely impossible, to fully heal while you're dealing with a narcissist on a daily basis, there are certainly things you can do to make your life a little less difficult while you're there. And there are things you can do to begin to work toward your healing in the process. Let me fill you in. So how do you deal with a narcissist when no contact is not an option?
depression.
When you find yourself enmeshed in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, even though you realize that your best option would be to go no contact and leave, it's just not always a real possibility in every situation, like I said. And when you're in the situation, sometimes you just want things to go smoothly. You're not in the mood for the narcissist's usual games or gaslighting or emotional manipulation. And there are plenty of times when you're certainly not feeling like fending off narcissistic rage or narcissistic injury. So let's talk about five ways to manage the narcissist, even if you're unable to go no contact. And if you stick with me through the end, I'm going to share one more little bonus with you, and that would be my own personal secret technique that's going to kind of help you manage any narcissist that you can't go no contact with. In fact, this technique will work on literally almost any difficult person you come across, narcissist or otherwise. But first, let's talk about the five ways you can deal with this on a daily basis. Number one, respond to the narcissist without reacting. You already know how much the narcissist really loves to control and manipulate you by triggering your emotions, right? And I'm sure you're very well aware that they deliberately say hurtful or dishonest things to sort of evoke emotional outbursts from you, right? And you might even know that they do this intentionally to make you feel crazy and to make you look crazy because they want other people to think you're crazy so that they can keep you isolated and under their control. But as frustrating and overwhelming as this can be, if you want to manage that narcissist's abusive behavior, what you really need to do is be as cool as a cucumber, no matter how hurtful the narcissist is to you. This will be challenging because they will most certainly always do whatever they can to provoke you into blowing up. But if you give them logical, calm, and relatively cordial answers that lack emotion, they will get bored and eventually move on to a different tactic. You can also use the Grey Rock method here, which is both proven and highly recommended. This is where you give really boring one-word answers or short answers without reacting and without emotion to push them away. I'll put a link in the description on how to effectively and safely Grey Rock. So if you do want to learn more about that, please take a look at that when you're finished watching this video. That brings me to number two, keep your boundaries firm. So if you're not sure how to create firm boundaries, that's going to be the first thing you need to do here. To do that, just take a few minutes and decide what is and what is not acceptable to you. Then you're going to want to make it clear which behaviors you will tolerate and which ones you will not. For example, if you are co-parenting and you don't want the narcissist to keep calling you every time your kid like farts during their visit, then you help them understand quite firmly that you will only communicate through email or a court-approved app unless it's an absolute emergency. And take steps toward being independent of the narcissist's help as much as you're humanly able to do, or at least do what you can to sort of limit your dependency on any narcissist, because the more independent you are, the less you will have to deal with them on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to put a link in the description for you on that one as well, on how to successfully create and set boundaries. So if you would like to learn more about that from the perspective of someone who has actually been there, well, take a look at that video. I used to struggle with this a lot, so I'm telling you, check it out. Number three, make sure you have a solid support system. When you are unable to go no contact with a narcissist, you're going to be stressed enough as it is. So make sure you build yourself a solid support system of friends or family members even who might understand what you're going through. Now listen, I know you're going, I don't know anybody like that. I'm well aware of it. I know most of us have very few people in our lives who actually get it. And that's why I recommend that you get involved with a narcissistic abuse recovery support group. Now, in addition to the various local groups that you can find on meetup.com, there are also a ton of online support groups, including our top and absolutely free Queen Being Spanily groups, which you can learn more about at queenbeing.com/span, S-P-A-N. Now, in any case, you need access to people who really get it, and you need to make sure you're not all alone in this so that when something upsetting happens or the narcissist does something to make you feel bad about yourself, you need someone to vent to who is going to listen to and support you and really get it. Number four, keep your expectations realistic. This is hard, but you got to remember who you're dealing with here. You have to remind yourself, as difficult as it is having to deal with a narcissist that you're not able to kick out of your life just yet, that they won't change. They are ridiculously limited in their emotional capacity. So recognize those limitations. See them for who they are and use this awareness to help you see that you really aren't the problem. The fact is that narcissists have so many shocking similarities among them, regardless, by the way, of their age, their financial status, their culture, their religion, their sex, or their location, that it almost feels like there's a narcissist playbook. And by the way, I'll put a link in the description for you to fill you in more on that so-called playbook. Check it out. Just remember that you don't have to like it, but you do need to remember that the narcissist will not change. And despite what they might pretend, they will continue to keep doing what they do because that's what they do. In other words, and I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, please don't have hope that the narcissist will all of a sudden treat you with the love and respect that you deserve, my friend, because sadly, it won't happen. Number five, nurture yourself. You gotta take care of yourself. You have to get the sleep that you need. You have to get a little exercise, eat as healthy as you can stand to eat, and engage in your hobbies, your spiritual beliefs, and anything else that makes you happy. And don't forget to stay hydrated too. And no matter what you do, never allow the narcissist to take you away from you. Never allow them to have that kind of power where they stop you from finding happiness at all. Just self-care is critical when you're dealing with a narcissist. Don't forget. All right, now if you're still with me, this is where I'm going to share that secret I told you about. This is my own personal narcissist management technique. And it's only two steps, both ethical and repeatable steps. So this is how you manage any narcissist in any situation. The truth is, what you really want to know is how to make a narcissist be nice to you, right? Isn't that what we all want? I get it. So I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. Because sometimes you just want first aid, a quick little simple way to make life a little easier for a while, right? And to just make the narcissist be freaking nice to you. So before we start this, just note this only works if you are not in danger of physical reactions from the narcissist. Otherwise, don't do this. Step one. All right, so step one is do not reward bad behavior with the narcissist's desired reaction. So your only response to negative behavior in this case is gray rock. You're gonna wanna be really careful here and stay calm even when the inevitable happens, because this can and probably will induce narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury at first, not to mention extreme gaslighting. You might feel angry or upset, but do not show them, no matter what, how that feels. Do not show them your emotions. Do not let them know they have affected you no matter what. Stay calm, positive, and polite. Step two, reward their good behavior with what the narcissist wants from you. Love, admiration, their proper place on the pedestal, whatever. Why? Because when the narcissist is behaving, even if you do recognize it as love bombing or idealization, if you bestow all the love and admiration you can on them and tell them how amazing and wonderful and perfect they are, and you do it as sincerely as you can, if you can, it works. It changes the way they see you. And this can even work if you're dealing with an ex in a co-parenting situation, or a boss or a coworker. Just adjust it to make it appropriate for the situation. The bottom line is, don't expect miracles. Narcissists don't change, even if it is theoretically possible. So make sure you understand that this will be your new way of life if you stick around forever. It is worth noting that you need to be consistent if you want this to work. You can never stop using these practices as long as you're dealing with a narcissist if you want to keep it going. The narcissist will absolutely and repeatedly try these various bad behaviors, as in manipulation and abuse tactics. You will need to be incredibly in control of your emotions to make it happen, but if you want to do it, you can do it. So what will happen is, when you treat the narcissist this way, when you only reward the good behavior and not the bad behavior, and you give them what they want with the good behavior, and you don't give them those reactions with the bad behavior, the narcissist will learn that in order to get attention from you, they must stay positive, they must stay kind. Give it a shot. With all of that being said, I hope it gives you a bit of comfort to know that as difficult as things are right now, it won't last forever. There will come a day that you will be able to go no contact, one way or another, if you want to. Eventually, for example, you will have a good enough job that will allow you to leave home if you're dealing with a narcissistic parent or partner. Eventually, you will be able to find another opportunity for the right job if you're dealing with a narcissistic coworker or boss. And eventually, your kids will reach 18, which means you'll only have to deal with the narcissistic ex in very limited situations where you can leave when you want to. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, does this ring true for you, or are you irritated by what I said? Are we on the same page here? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. And by the way, thanks for letting me vent today. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while we're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.